We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When everything is reopened and the world is completely back to normal, where do you want to go?
I'm just trying to hit the bar.
Yeah.
Drink a beer, eat some wings, watch some sports on a big TV that's not mine, and be around people I'm not talking to.
That actually sounds really sad. Don't you want to, like, have some camaraderie with the people? Like, sit at the actual bar and turn to the person on the right and have, like, a conversation?
Sure. I don't have any friends here, though. So, I mean, I would have
don't
to meet
blame it on
at
here. You just don't have friends in general. Mine is, I want to go to the mall and have a soft pretzel. And I never realized that was something that, like, I do. And then it doesn't happen like every week or every month. It's maybe like twice a year. But to just like go and window shop while eating a soft pretzel, like that sounds so amazing to me right now.
Sometimes I only go to the mall for the pretzel and I don't
Samesies.
Go in any other store.
Samesies. I
just
do
make it,
too. It
look like I'm there shopping.
Yeah. And then you get the little, you can either get the soft pretzel or like the little cup of the little nuggets. You know what I'm talking about? The little pretzel nuggets.
Always get the pretzel nuggets. Dunk them in the cheese sauce.
Oh, that sounds so good. I need a soft pretzel. We posted it to social media, though, and Bonnie wants to go to Alaska.
Okay.
Wendy, she says she wants to go to Minnesota to be with her fiance. They were supposed to get married in March, and the whole thing got postponed indefinitely.
That's so sad.
I know. I can't imagine right now going through the whole stages of you planned a wedding to only have to pick it up and move it, you know?
Roommate Kevin was supposed to go home for a bachelor party next week, and that got postponed.
Yeah. Peggy said she wants to take a big family vacation to Yellowstone.
Oh, I want to go there. I just want to see Old Faithful in person.
Yeah, Risa said camping. That sounds miserable to me, but you know what? To each their own.
But what if you go glamping? Would you glamp?
I am not made for the outdoors. This body right here is made for a couch and a drink. Like, it's not supposed to go out. I don't do bugs. Nope. No, thank you. Oh, Carrie said she wants to go back to her classroom to see her students. So I'm guessing she's a teacher. And then Lori, and then another Lori, two separate Loris, both said Hawaii.
I want to go to Hawaii. That's definitely on my bucket list of things to do.
And then Mal said to get a tattoo.
Okay.
That's pretty
good stuff. I kind of want to get another tattoo. Maybe cover up all these crappy tattoos that I have.
You would have to cover your entire body to get rid of them. I have never met someone with their own name tattooed on their body before. And like,
what are you talking about? That is not like an unnormal thing.
You can't even see it, though. Like, you know what? I don't want to know the purpose. But where do you want to go once everything's officially opened up and it's safe to go places? 503-733-5105.
I want to go to a Mexican restaurant and just have a big margarita and the free chips and just sit there for like 4 hours.
Yes.
Obviously, I'll look for something, but.
Yes.
That is
and
the greatest.
Double dipping those chips with no worries. Just digging your hand into that communal bucket of chips.
You're going all the way in.
Yes. I miss Mexican restaurants so much. So much. It's not the same at home.
No.
It's not. A jar of Tostitos does not get me to the same place a Mexican restaurant does. Thank you so much for calling. We super love you.
I really want to go to church.
I feel that.
No.
Is your church doing like digital services right now?
Yes, we have 3 digital services a week. Plus our Saturday night conference is now digital.
Do you want to give them a shout out real quick?
Yeah, the McMinnville Potter's House.
Shout out to your church. And hopefully soon we can all start congregating again. Be it inside or outside of church.
Yes.
Well, you're the best. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
The Buzz, when it's safe and everything reopens again, where do you want to go?
I want to go to the casino. I am so excited to be going to the casino. I don't know if that's a good thing or...
it can be a good thing.
It depends on if the machine's hot when you get there.
Yeah, if the machine's hot, it's a very good thing.
You're the best. What's your name?
My name's Jamie.
I feel like Jamie's got to win a lot if she's that excited to get back to the casino.
One time I won $25 off a Dolly Parton machine.
I cannot wait to go out and get a wax.
Not to get into your business, but where are you waxing?
My bikini region.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked because I wasn't about to do it.
Well, no, I mean, it's a common thing. Right now, my mustache is thicker than my eyebrows, so there's no judgment here. I just didn't know, you know?
Your mustache is definitely better than mine at this point.
You shut up, Mike. I can't help that you got bad, patchy facial hair. Okay, so you want to go and get waxed? I can feel that.
Yeah, you have no idea. Like, I tried doing it at home, and it came out like how it should. It just took so long, and it was so painful, and I never want to do that again, and I don't pay my esthetician enough. Like, there's no amount of money that I can use to thank her.
Yeah, I mean, I hope she gets a great tip. I don't know. Do you tip those people? I don't know.
I would think so, but I would never do that to myself.
I'm married. I don't care at this point. It got real awkward in here. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. Best of luck with that, and I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
There are no words. Zero.
Whatever.
Just zero.
Stop looking at me. You're making me feel uncomfortable. We want to know, though, when everything is reopened.
Looking at that mustache.
You better stop. I can't help that you're baby-faced over there on your top lip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.